This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi, and welcome to the show. Another week and another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. And at this time of year, that truly is a gift. My musings are currently all festive, so I hope you enjoy the show.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Thanks, Michael. It truly is. 1 week to go, and it's really ramping up. The festivity stakes are rising high. The chaos, the crazy, the slide into Christmas. I, on the other hand, am kind of wrapped up on the work front. And currently, as this goes out on the Monday afternoon slot, I'm on a plane. I'm heading home for Christmas, my other home, for what I deem a proper Christmas. We're going to talk about more about that in a moment. And when it goes out on Thursday, I will have hopefully got over all the sleep issues and be embracing a festive Christmas with my family. So, yeah, let's get stuck into it. And today I thought, what better way than to ponder the differences of hot versus cold Christmas as I transition from one to the other. And it's definitely been heating up here. So, as I just said, I have found myself and noticed myself commenting to people about when they say, what are you doing for Christmas? And or it comes up about going home, if they know that it's a proper Christmas. And obviously, that's proper to me because I've grown up with a cold Christmas. So it's my innate knowing as what's normal from that stage. I appreciate to every Kiwi, this version, the summer Christmas, is their normal, their proper. And for many, 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 many people, they will never get the chance to experience a cold Christmas, unless travelling at a certain time of year. It's something that they desire to do. They might have, a bit like us, the split combo of families, and end up in a cold Christmas environment. I am very, very privileged to be able to enjoy both, and have done both quite relatively frequently since I've moved to New Zealand in the 21 years. I think this will be number 3 or 4 Christmas back home. So I am beyond excited to return to my normalness. But yeah, do appreciate. And for my son, this will be his normal. This summer Christmas will be his normal. But luckily, we're able to expose him to mom's version of normal. So he'll appreciate both, which, you know, for him is a very fortunate position to be in. But today I thought, I just sort of dumped down all my thoughts on what are the differences innately to hot and cold. Ironically, as I sit looking at my list, what I realised is ultimately the same things in both camps, especially for me, are very similar. It's just the different version of. So by that, it's the rituals, creating rituals and having traditions, but also the food seems to be quite a big priority on my listing, food and drink. And so that mirrors in both places, but just the whole vibe is quite a different thing. So here in New Zealand, as you know, for our hot Christmas, a big tradition for us is the Christmas Eve picnic to kickstart things off. Doubtful the Christmas Eve picnic will take place in the UK, but what will happen on Christmas Eve is we will all be together because we all go to a separate house. Nobody's got a house big enough to have us all in, so we have to resort to going to a different one. But that's actually quite beautiful because it means nobody's actually hosting, and so everybody just mucks in. And Christmas Eve, the day we move into the Christmas house, as we call it, we will do my sister and I will go and do the Christmas shopping first thing in the morning, which is a cool ritual, something that's a very English thing. I don't think it is quite as a thing here to do Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. But in the UK, the supermarkets on Christmas Eve morning are mad. And it's such a cool vibe in there. It's fun. Everybody's happy for the most part until they're fighting on over a bag of Brussels sprouts or something. But yeah, so we will get up on Christmas Eve, go and do the food shopping. We will all decamp to this house, unpack, get things looking festive if they're not already, and just hang out and be and maybe go for a walk. It's actually still in the township of Shrewsbury, so high potential for, you know, a nice stroll, maybe a drink in the pub, come back. Yeah, so it's going to be magical because of being all together. But our Christmas tradition picnic here is obviously our Christmas Eve. We finish, we pack up the picnic, which is the same sort of thing every year. Big difference in the food, New Zealand to England, which was a big fast learning, was the Christmas ham. That was huge for me when I first got here. I didn't really get this whole Christmas ham. Everybody was talking about it. Every which way you looked, there was a version of doing it, what you're glazing it with. They're beasts of a leg of ham in the supermarket you could buy. I was like, I have never seen anything like that in a supermarket before in my life. I had a role for many years in a deli in the UK in a supermarket, which I ended up sort of going up the ladder and running at one stage. And so ordering in ham and slicing it for customers, totally up my street of repertoire. But to go and buy what you would have as a supermarket order for a deli counter on the shelves was quite strange for me. But over the time, then I got into it. We buy a much smaller piece, but we buy it, and I always do it on Christmas Eve, and we use that for our picnic rolls and get through it in the next couple of days. Never want it to linger too long. How much ham can you have? It's like that classic turkey thing, but I don't think that's a thing anymore. But yeah, so Christmas ham and Christmas Eve picnic. Big part of Christmas Eve in the hot climate for us. And then of course the barbecue is our go-to. We don't do the traditional turkey and roast dinner stuff here. It's all about light food. In fact, we eat very little. It's just a bit of grazing, cut a platter at some stage. Tend to have the croissants in for breakfast with coffee, maybe a platter at lunchtime, and then something on the barbecue for dinner. And it's just that real chillaxed vibe that I love about Christmas. That is essentially what Kiwi Christmas, hot summer Christmas for me is here. Then, of course, the all-important sweet treats. And that is something that's important both sides, but very different again. So the pav, the strawberries, all of that is beautiful here. I have enjoyed making my pavs at Christmas and sort of doing whatever version, whether I'm going with a tropical passion fruit pineapple vibe or a more classic strawberry vibe. Yeah, stuff like that. And so that's really cool and enjoyable, and to me what has become quintessential Kiwi Christmas. A big thing that happens in both camps though, which made me smile and is actually just sat here in front of me, Christmas mince pies happen in both camps. In New Zealand, and I think I've said this before on a Christmas show because it's been a ritual for a while, but my tradition in New Zealand is to have my Christmas mince pie in the morning with coffee. So basically once I start the season, it's a daily ritual. And I hope you're not listening, Sarah Percy, nutrition vibes, but I eat one every day for breakfast. Not the greatest, I admit. Really would have to question the fruit intake value versus sugar, but it's great and I love it and it makes me feel very festive. So, and then comes Christmas, I kind of cut it in New Zealand, yet I know that in England that tradition will happily keep on rocking for a few days longer over the festive period because it's cold. And the difference there is sherry ritual from my home, from when I've been into, it was after school, sort of after school Christmas mince pie. Not that we have to proclaim Christmas, it's just a mince pie. So yeah, you'd get home from school or you get from home from work when you're a bit older. If I was visiting my parents' house after work on the way home or something, Mom would inevitably say, mince pie? which would be warmed in the oven and come with a glass of sherry. And so those, to me, are my most recent memories. And so sherry and mince pie season go hand in hand with our family. And it's just a really cheap bottle of sherry from the local corner shop kind of thing. Mince pies are a plenty. And, yeah, that's the thing. They're warmed, usually with a touch of cream if you're in the Watkins household. So, yes, I'm looking forward to getting into that version of mince pie season. Wondering whether I'll be ending to do both, because I'll be so ritualistic in the coffee mince pie that I'll end up with both ends of the day, which to me, absolutely fine. Another thing that really stands out as a very Kiwi Christmas vibe, and something I hadn't come across before, is Secret Santa. Now, I think that's is something that was a sort of a thing, and it's just something that I've never sort of been exposed to, but you come to New Zealand and Secret Santa is such a big deal. I didn't really come across it too much in Auckland, but I suppose when I got back into retail down here, it was a real sort of everybody coming out to find their sort of under $20 gift, under $10 gift, whatever the budget requirement was, to do the Secret Santa. And, you know, you'd be brainstorming. I have very happy memories working in Mint and Martinborough and brainstorming with people about who they'd got from the office or whatever, what the budget was and what we could, how we could work that out in Mint. And I always, you know, love a challenge. So that's always fun. And so the Christmas Secret Santa, it's not something I have been exposed to. And I think when I was thinking about this, because it made me smile, Secret Santa, and I quite like to develop a ritual around it somehow. But my most fond memories of me being exposed to it was when I was pregnant. And during the period in my first year in Martinborough, I met a lovely group of people at a book club. And we became, in that first year, really, they were one of the first groups of people I met. So this book club was so much fun. It's a group of people that sort of, after it sort of disbanded, well, after I had my son, I wasn't going. I'm not sure it lasted that much longer. People went and did different things, you know, life changes. And I don't know whether it lasted that much after that. But during that 8-9 month period, the culmination being the fact that I was having my son close to Christmas, we went up to Wendy's house to have a Christmas get together, and we did Secret Santa, and it was so much fun. And we did a version where you could steal the gift, and which that had been totally new, so I wasn't really up to speed on that at all, I remember, and being quite gutted I missed out on a rosemary plant. I do have that vivid memory, but oh my goodness, so much fun. And that night was just filled with laughter because we were debating the upcoming arrival of the being in my tummy and whether it would be a boy or a girl, and so creating name, like choosing names. It was so much fun. And so now when I think, and I hadn't thought about this for years, to sit down and think about Christmas and what it meant and things that were different, Secret Santa was something that, yeah, definitely springs out. But then that memory was so fun to revisit. So, yeah, that's a thing. And I'm actually hoping to do it with my family. I've posed us all doing a random Secret Santa because we don't really do the adult gift thing. So I suggested maybe we all do get involved in a Secret Santa with a theme. So we will watch that space. Actually, I saw something very clever in the Secret Santa space on Facebook from somebody's posting. And a group of beautiful girls did a Secret Santa from op shops. And so they had to buy something that for the person they got to wear. And so there was this beautiful reel of them all receiving their parcel and then going and getting changed into what they'd been gifted. Oh my God, such a neat idea, so much fun. All of the things were stunning. I was like, wow, I would never find that stuff. But I thought it was a really cool challenge, and so I might steal that one. But it was beautiful. So thanks, Sean, for that bubble of inspiration. And it looked like an absolute hoot. I think we'll leave it there for a moment before we get totally into the cold vibes and what that means to me. So let's have a very festive tune to get grooving to. We're amping it up on the festive tune. So I hope you enjoy this one. It's my current favourite.
Build a fire and gather round the tree. fill a glass and maybe come and sing with me.
So yeah, loving that one. Elton John and Ed Sheeran. Fab combo, fab song. Totally festive fun. So I think we've nailed all of my hot vibes. So to finish off, I'll transition, as I am doing at moment, to cold, to the cold Christmas and what that means. Obviously touched on Christmas mince pies and sherry. Other things that really spring to mind when I think about Christmas at home is obviously being cold, wrapped up, dark nights, because it's winter, and so in the UK we get dark very early, so 3 or 4, like by 3 o'clock you've got dusk heading towards darkness, so 4 or 5 it's all over. But then the plus is the Christmassy sparkly lights, which are everywhere. Towns have special lighting, houses are lit up, that sort of winter, if you've got an open fire, the winter fire, just all adds to what Christmas lights are made for, a Northern Hemisphere Christmas. It's such a shame, but we just, yeah, miss the mark on this. There's some little pockets. I know when we lived in Auckland, we'd go over to Franklin Road, which was a sort of a ritual to create around remembering that sort of sense, but you had to get there pretty late. There's a little spot in Wellington, if you're ever driving over later, that on Akatara, that, I think I've said that right, that zone, there's some Christmas lights, so that's always lovely. There's a lovely house in Featherstone that gets decked up. But there's only little pockets, and it's, you have to wait so long with daylight savings to experience it. It's, you kind of miss the boat a little. So I will enjoy just walking around places with Christmas lights sparkling. It just feels right. And another thing that feels right in the Northern Hemisphere is Christmas music. It is so much more relevant, as we just found out, in cold climates, because mostly written in that space. So Christmas music, and it's everywhere. You wouldn't walk into a shop and not have Christmas music playing everywhere. So, and there's something about that that, I mean, I've worked in retail for many years in the UK. When it comes on, it's exciting, and then you're over it, but you can sort of tune out to it. But when you're a person that doesn't have it all the time, it just adds to a buzz. And I think that brings me to my next point. A lot of Christmas is about the feeling. I realised as I was writing these things down and thinking what's important to me, what resonates with me in both places. And as well as that, like I started with, the food that is a key pointer to what is Christmas, and the creation of rituals, be it going on a Christmas Eve picnic, sort of a bit out of tune with rituals in the UK, but sherry and mince pie could be classed as one of them. Sort of heading to Christmas light turning on if you were ever in the UK is a thing that you would do. Church services seem more drawn. I'm not a religious person, or not driven by any one faith. I have appreciation for many, but you're definitely drawn more to a church in the UK, I find. And I have no doubt that at some point in the period of time I'm in the UK, I'll go into a church, be it for a service or a carol service, or just to go, which you do in the UK. Christmas music, there would be buskers, and if you're in a town, I know the town that we stay in when we're there, which isn't my home place, but my sort of a neutral spot, there's often buskers, and I've been, you know, you go to any town, there'd be buskers, they're dressed up with Santa hats, doing the Christmas music. I can remember the last time we were there, a beautiful young student playing Christmas on violin. Stunning, absolutely stunning. And you can walk to the end of another high street and there'll be another one. And it just adds to the buzz. And it's that buzzy feel that, when I was thinking about all of this, is what brings those warm fuzzies. It's such an emotive time of year. And I appreciate, for me, it stems from love and abundance and gratitude and all of the good things you hope people have. And I have, in this year, realised much more closely the flip of that, and the reality of the Christmas story that is the family that is struggling to put the Christmas lunch together and the gifts. And I've seen the reality of that story and movie that we know, in playing out in real life. And so it makes me feel even more grateful for this being my reality. So, yeah. Always remember, there is such a scale, and if you can do something to help, it's a beautiful thing to do. But yeah, that feeling, because I think everybody should have that feeling at this time of year, if this is a thing that they love to be part of. Not everybody chooses that, but through different reasons. But if Christmas is to be with all of the good stuff, it's what it brings as a feeling, and how it makes you feel, and what those people do. So yeah, it's an atmosphere vibe that I think is, in sitting and thinking about this, what I really cherish, and will be the memories as things evolve in the future that you will hold dear, and the rituals that will be something that will be a reminder of people, places, and all of those things. So yeah, and then another thing that's really English because obviously of the cold winter, dark, much coveted what's on in the afternoon, be it the movie or that what TV show hits the primo spot, which is post-lunch and post-King's Speech. So there'll be Christmas TV on all day, a plethora of all the classic good movies, all the stuff. But in general, you don't really go there because you're much too busy with all the other fun stuff of Christmas. But Christmas dinner is more of a lunchtime thing, although not necessarily traditionally in our camp, but usually for the UK team, it's more lunch. Turkey trimmings, bang on, beautiful, delicious, can't wait to have it, even the Brussels sprouts. But then there's the King's Speech. Now, that has been in both camps for me. I still watch that speech in New Zealand when it's aired, and have a very lovely memory in one of my first Christmases with my husband when he recorded it for me, because I don't think I'd been aware in the zone, and he recorded it too. And I always remember that as such a beautiful act of appreciation for something that's important to me that he'd done. Not really in his vibes, but I have always held that little moment in my heart. But watching the King's Speech, you can't take that part out of an English person. And then what's on next? I know from watching my English streams of what's on, A New Wallace and Gromit is going to be a highly coveted moment at that time, I think, contested by a Gavin and Stacey Christmas special. So anybody that ever watched Gavin and Stacey, and that did reach New Zealand and loved it, there's been a Christmas special made, so we know that that will feature at some stage, which we're all looking forward to having a laugh with. So those are the things. I mean, it's not much, is it, when you think about it? Food, sparkly lights, Christmas music, Christmas mince pies, Secret Santas. None of it particularly about gifts. It's just a feeling, and the feeling is driven by the people you're with and you're celebrating, and the rituals and the things you're doing when you're with them. So I guess that is the essence of my Christmas. I hope if you give yourself 30 minutes, you get to just sit and think about and remind yourself about what the essence of your Christmas is. I think another point in the New Zealand one is because it's the end of the year and it's that rush, there always feels this rush to finish off, get and then stop, and you get to Christmas and you're sort of just catching your breath. And then there's the school holidays and the summer holidays, and it's that different vibe. Whereas in the UK, Christmas is just plonked into winter. There's no big holidays because it's winter. So you just stop, you enjoy what you're celebrating, and you carry on. And I actually think I personally prefer that setup from a year perspective, because there is that rush. So I know people are in a frenzy, trying to do things, the pressure's on, it seems to escalate here. Now, you can, I guess, choose to get into that or give yourself some moments. And if this has been a moment for you to step away, grab a cup of tea, and ponder what's important, retrack, make sure you've got the things on the to-do list that really matter. The other things will be there afterwards. Don't worry, they always are. But for now, enjoy the festive build-up. I'll definitely be enjoying my transition, and I look forward to bringing the Christmas show next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks, as always, to RFM for hosting.